We now continue with the second installment for Parshas Tzatzria, beginning at Sheni. In our last lecture, we reached the point of the person who has a nega. The nega is some form of intense white. It has no white hairs on it. White hairs would immediately result in the pronouncement of tumah. And therefore, since it does not have this definite sign of tumah, the Kohen encloses the person, according to Rashi, in an isolated house for 7 days. At the end of those 7 days, if there is no change for the worse, the nega is remaining the same color, it has not spread, then you can't say tome, you can't say tor. So there's a second hesker, a second enclosure, for an additional 7 days. Now, beginning with sheni, v'ro'o ha-kohen oso ba-yom ha-shvi'i shenis. The Kohen looks at the person, the nega, different opinions about what oso means, on the second seventh day, meaning on day 14. Vihine keho hanega, velo foso hanega ba'or. The whiteness has started to fade. The nega size has not grown, it has not spread. Vitiharo hakohen, mispachasi. Then the Kohen can pronounce it definitely tohor. It is merely a mispachas. Mispachas, as Rashi, simply means a word for a nega which is not tomei, a nega which is innocent, not tzoras. My Rebbe used to translate mispachas as an onchepenish. It's some type of a growth, but it's halachically neutral. So the Kohen says he's tohor. V'chibes begodov v'toher. And he has to wash his clothing. And by the way, he has to be tovel. He has to immerse himself in a mikvah. So paskins the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchas Tumas Tzoraas. Not only does his clothing have to be washed, but his body too. V'toher. And he is tohor. Of course, the question is tohor. He was never pronounced Tome. Rashi says, the fact that he required hezger, he required to be enclosed, not for one period of 7 days, but for a second day, a period of 7 days, he's called Tome. He's not totally Tome, but he does require chibes begodov. His clothing and his body have to be immersed in a mikvah. So that's if the good news. No spread, no new signs of tumah. However, Pasuk Zayin, v'imposo sifseha mispachas ba'or acharei heiro oso el ha-kohen litor oso. If the nega should then spread, v'niro shenis el ha-kohen, after it has been seen by the kohen, etc., then v'ro ha-kohen v'hine posuso ha-mispachas ba'or. If there's been a spread, pisayon, a spread, is an indication of tumo, v'timo ha-kohen sora as hi. So we have several indications, symptoms, if you will, of tumah. One is the color, the discoloration to certain intense whites. There's the white hair, which is a sign of tumah. And there is the pososivseh, the pisayon, the spread, the growth over a period of time of the nega, which indicates Tzoraas. So here we have the sign, basically, that we've been discussing of either the white hairs or the pisayon. We move on now in Pasuk Tes, in the next few psukim, to a different simon, a different symptom of tumah, and that is the michyo. And as we will see, this means that if in the midst of this discolored blemish, where there is no white hair, and it is not grown in size, but in the middle of it has developed a healthy bit, a small little circle of healthy skin, little bit of healthy skin in the midst, surrounded by the discoloration, the nega. This michya is also, almost paradoxically, a sign of tuma. One might think it's a sign of the beginning of the healing process, but as we will see, that's not true. Rather, it is a sign that the disease element is deeper than the skin and covered over by what appears to be healthy skin. So therefore, negat soras kisiye ba'odom v'huvo al ha'kohen. Suppose this nega is brought to the kohen. V'ro ha'kohen v'hinei se'es levono ba'or v'hi hofcho se'or levon u'michyas bosor chai ba'seis. Suppose the seis has a whiteness to it. The hair is turned white. And there is a michya, a healed bit of flesh, in the se'es, in the white blemish. This is a sign that soras noshenes hi bior besoro. This is a sign that there is some disease deeper, some old soras, deeper down in the skin, covered over by this michya. V'timo ha-kohen. The kohen can immediately say, Tomei. Lo yaskirenu. He doesn't have to enclose it for further investigation. Ki tomehu. Period. Bottom line. Tomei. Next. However, v'im poroach. Fascinating halach. Suppose this blemish, white blemish, with whatever other troubling symptoms it might have, but instead of being isolated to one region on the body, it has spread and covers the entire visible body. If the tsaras literally has flown, it has flown, it has enveloped. It's covered the victim from head to toe. At least everything that is visible to the eyes of the Kohen. There are parts of the body that are not visible. The Kohen observes that this tzoras has covered the entire body of the person. Paradoxically, the nega is tohor. Kulo hofach lavon. It's all turned white. Tohorhu. He's tohor. However, uviyom hera ospo boso chai yitmo. Once things develop and we see that it is not covering the entire body, but rather it is now apparent, as Rashi explains, that the whole body has not been covered, and there is a place on this body, on this blemish, which has started to turn into a michya. This michya is a sign of tumah. And therefore, v'ro ha-kohen es ha-bosor ha-chai, when the Kohen observes this seemingly healed flesh, v'timo, he pronounces it tomei. Ha-bosor ha-chai tomei hu, tzora'as hu. Rashi here quotes, it's actually a Mishnah in the Goyim, very important, and again, seemingly very strange thing, and that is the word uviyom, on the day. Rashi says, this teaches us that there are certain days when the Kohen doesn't even look at the nega, because if he looks at it, he might have to say Tomei. And therefore, if a chos on the bridegroom during his first 7 days of marriage, Shivas Yimei HaMishter, then during that time, the Kohen does not look at his body, does not look at his clothing, does not look at his house, just simply ignores the problematic symptoms. And similarly, during a Yom Tov, he receives the benefit of the entire Yom Tov. The Kohen does not, he's out of business for a Yom Tov. So this again would be another support for what I insisted upon in my opening remarks. This is not a disease, a medical disease. A medical disease has to be treated, whether it's the chosan under his chuppah or in the middle of the most wonderful Yom Tov at the Seder night. However, since this is an osva pella, this whole thing is a miraculous, supernatural kind of process, then we understand that the Torah said these supernatural symptoms are problematic on certain days, but not on other days. Let's continue. Oh, ki yashuv ha-bosor ha-chai v'nehepach l'lovon uvo'el ha-kohen. Suppose that the observation is made that this seemingly healthy skin has vanished and it's now white as before. You might think, again, it looks better and now it's gotten worse. No, now it's gotten better. Because the michya, the bosor chai, that's a sign of tumah. When that disappears, v'ro ha-kohen v'hine ne'epach ha-nega l'lovon v'tihar ha-kohen es ha-nega tohor hu. Again, a simple review, but an important review, and that is a review of everything we've studied so far. If a person develops a discoloration, a blemish on his skin, the halacha says of a certain size, the size of a gris, which is a large bean, he shows it to the kohen. If the kohen notices that it has one of those white colors, so that it appears to be deeper than the background skin, and there's white hairs in it, or there's a michya in it, a healed, seemingly healed, size of an adasha, of a small bean, in the middle of the nega, and the kohen says, tome, seor lovon, michya are signs of definite tumah. That's called tome muchlat. End of the story. However, if the kohen observes that it is not as white as it should be, or it's white but doesn't have any of those simonim, no white hair, no michya, then there's hesker for 7 days. Hesker, according to Rashi, means enclosure in a home, in a house. At after the hesker, the kohen comes, days of hesker, the kohen comes, re-examines it. Now, again, if there's a simen tumah, which could be white hair, michya, or pisayon, or the spread of the size of the nega, then no more tome musgar, no longer enclosure, but tome muchlat. The kohen says tome, and that's the end of it. If there is still no sign of tumah, it's still indeterminate, a second 7 days of hesker. And then, if at the end of those 7 days, the whiteness has become dimmed, and the kohen sees it now for the third time, again, if there's a simen tumah could be seor lovon or michya, then the kohen says tome, and that's the end of it. If, however, there is no sign of tumah at the end of the second hester, then he can be pronounced tohor, and that's the end of that. If after the kohen has pronounced the person tome, the thing spreads over the entire body, the kohen says tohor. If after that a michya appears, tome. If the michya transforms into white again, tohor. And of course, as we studied, even after the hezger, and he's pronounced tohor, he requires tevila, he requires immersion in the mikveh, him and his clothing. If we continue now, well, we've reached shlishi, I'm sorry, we've reached shlishi, so let's stop for now. We've today studied from Sheni to Shlishi. Tomorrow, yet another type of nega, the Shchin, that's from Shlishi to Revi'i, that's for the next lesson. End of lesson number 2 of Tazriah.